This Saturday on Shenfield Common sees Wellbeing Yoga Brentwood's third Yogathon in aid of Brentwood Mind. And here to tell us all about it is Jessica Livingston from Wellbeing Yoga. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you, Bob.
Back again for the third year.
I am.
Yes,
I am.
Excellent.
It's nice to be here.
It was a fantastic event for the last 2 years in Brentwood. Last year, it was a beautiful day, wasn't it? What do you recall of last year's event?
I'm just always so amazed at how many people turn up. I'm always behind the scenes encouraging people to come. But then when you actually see it all on the day and you see so many people arriving, it's amazing. It's just a wonderful sight to see all those people practicing yoga.
Yeah, it was a lovely event, a lovely atmosphere. Let's take you back. This is you talking to all the yogis last year.
So welcome, everybody, to the second birthday of Wellbeing Yoga. And I'm really impressed to see already that our numbers have increased this year, and well done you. So that's the first thing I want to do, is just give yourself a round of applause for getting here today, because it's a big challenge. Well done. And perhaps say hello to your neighbour, just say hello. We're all yogis. So I'm really excited, because I feel like we're really going to show Brentwood what yogis can do. People seem to think that yoga's just about sitting on your bottom and omming. It's so not, is it? Let's face it, it's actually really tough. So on that note, why are we here today? It's really important that I think we just acknowledge that at the beginning of our practice. I'm sure you all know that if you have an intention for your practice becomes much more powerful. And we've got a really great intention today, and that's that we're supporting Brentwood Mind. I don't know how many of you realise that Brentwood Mind have had all their funding cut, a lot of funding cut. So they're really struggling. So the money that we're raising today is going to help this really vital service keep running. One in four of us now, every year, struggles with some form of mental health issue. And I think amongst us, we all know somebody, whether it's a parent who's had depression, whether it's a child, one of our children that has suffered with things like self-harming or eating disorders, anxiety issues, OCD, the list goes on. And it's very prevalent. Really, really proud. I'm really proud that we're here. And I really feel that we're making a statement to everyone that we want to lead our lives differently. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Well, there you go. You should be a motivational speaker, I think. Yeah.
Should I?
Really good. Yeah, yeah. It was a really great day, though, wasn't it? And you had so many people turn up. Did it exceed your expectations last year?
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah,
it always does. And I get quite... In fact, listening to that made me feel a bit emotional, to be honest, because... I am really proud of the work that we're doing in Brentwood, and I am really proud of the amount of people that are really passionate about yoga and also passionate about mental health.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
I think it's incredibly important that we talk about mental health and that it becomes less taboo. I think that that's been a big part of it for people who do struggle with various different mental health concerns, is people are frightened to talk about it. And
absolutely.
I think we need to be talking about it.
Yeah, well, as we were just saying off air, we've got our own mental health podcast here on Phoenix FM, and that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, fantastic. So, I mean, you kind of said it in your opening words last year, but my next question was, why is it important for you to support Brentwood Mind?
Well, last year, we found out, as I said, that they'd had all their NHS funding slashed. And I think this year, the situation's even more dire, because I think they've just been surviving, really, as much as possible. And what I know about them is what amazing people they are, actually, down at Mind, and that they offer this free service for people I think I'm the fortunate one. I'm the lucky one. I've got a roof over my head, and I've got enough money that I could perhaps go and pay for support if I needed support. But I acknowledge there's masses of people in Brentwood who are struggling with different mental health issues, and maybe they're really young and they don't know what to do and they don't know where to go. And Mind offered that as a free service for them, offered a place to go.
That's right.
And a place for support that people could just not be judged and could just turn up and have a cup of tea and maybe sit down and have somebody talk to them and talk to them about what was on offer for them. Yeah. And as I understand it, the fact that this funding has gone means that, you know, we could end up losing that service. And I think that would be a real, real shame for our community.
That would be dreadful.
It makes me very sad to think about that, actually.
I used to volunteer down there, and it's a real community of people who basically are looking out for each other. They've all got different problems, but they're all the same in that they need that support. And they not only do Brentwood Mine support them, but they support each other as well. And it would be, you know, so such a terrible thing for that to disappear, I think.
Yeah, I really think it would. And I, you know, I do know already from some of the guys down there that there's already been quite a big impact on some of the users who go there, you know, on their lives in terms of actually where they're going to go. Because I think often what happens is that they end up going down to A&E, which is already really overstretched, as we well know. And I think their concerns at mind is, where are these people going to go now, you know, unless they get some more funding.
Sure.
And that's why I'm really passionate about trying to raise as much as we can for them to keep this service running.
Of course, of course. All right, well, we'll talk about how you're going to do that in just a little while. But first of all, I'd like to hear about Wellbeing Yoga Brentwood.
Now, oh, right.
Going back a year or so, there was a bit of a question that you might have to move from your premises, weren't there? What actually happened there?
Yes, so it was kind of this time last year. Where we are housed at the old LA Fitness, which is now DW Gyms down in Worley in Brentwood. And they got taken over before DW Gyms came along by a company called Pure Gym. And they wanted to come in and really sort of knock the whole thing through and set up these 24-hour kind of mega gyms. And everybody at the gym at LA Fitness said, we don't want it. And it was the same with us, because we were going to be turfed out. They didn't treat us very well at all, to be honest, Bob. They, you know, they gave us about 2 weeks' notice to be out, which was, it just wasn't great behaviour, really. And so we all petitioned. we got on the radio and we went to the newspapers and we all sort of said, look, this isn't what we want here. And amazingly, the power of the people, they turned around. Pure Gym said, you know what, I think this is too much hassle for us. We're fighting these Brentwood residents.
It's absolutely brilliant to see a bit of people power. Yeah,
I know, it really was. And the militant pool ladies, as they called themselves, which I really loved. And so they sold it on again. And DW Gyms are now the owner. And DW Gyms have, they're actually redeveloping it for over about 5 days in the next week or so, just lick of paint and making it look nicer.
Right.
But they've all said we can stay, and that's the same for all the other tenants in there, because there's lots of other services in the building.
Well, that's great, because you were facing the prospect of sort of holding sessions in church
halls. In lots of different halls.
Whereas you've got such a really nice little studio down there, haven't you? It's really lovely.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Well, tell us a bit more then. What sort of classes do you run down there?
So we have quite a small space. You can probably get about 14 people in per class, and we do like it like that, because actually we quite like quite a sort of intimate environment where people get to know each other and the teacher can get round and see everybody. We operate about 4 classes a day, pretty much every day. And they vary, because we've realised that there's a yoga for everybody.
Yep.
So you might want to do Hatha yoga, which is the more gentle form. Or you might want to do Vinyasa, which is a bit more physical. So we just like people to come and find the right yoga for them.
Sure, sure. What about if anyone's thinking of taking up yoga for the first time? What can you offer them, and how can they contact you?
Well, again, we do beginner's courses. We run those every 4 weeks. I think there's another one coming in after the summer, because people tend to go away. Or equally, if they're very new, I tend to recommend the Hatha classes to start them off, and they can kind of build up from there. And then they might want to go and do something a bit more physical. But it depends what they're looking for, Bob. You know, some people are looking for learning how to relax and de-stress.
Yeah.
Then the Hatha classes might be better. If they're looking to perhaps lose weight and get much stronger, then maybe the Vinyasa classes might be better. And we can explain all of that to them as well.
Yeah. So full range of services available. How do they contact you?
The easiest way is the website.
Okay.
It's www.wellbeingyoga.com. wellbeingyoga.co.uk, and everything is on there, and they can book on there as well. They can book their space in the class. Fantastic. Online.
Excellent. All right, now we're going to come on to the yogathon in a moment. I've got a couple of things I need to do in a moment, but first, it's half term, isn't it? And you've brought a special guest along with you, haven't you? Yeah. This is Maya, isn't it? Hello, Maya.
Hi, Rob.
Hello. Maya's your daughter, Jessica. Is that right?
Yeah. She is. She's my 9-year-old.
Right. 9 years old. Okay. Yeah. Do you do yoga, Maya?
Sometimes I go with my mum and, like, watch her teach, but I don't really do it at home. Sometimes I do it with her.
Right. Does mum do yoga at home?
Yeah.
Do you have to sort of sit quietly while she does it? And
yeah.
Is that difficult?
Kind of.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about music. Tell us who you like.
I like Taylor Swift.
Right.
And I like one of her songs, Shake It Off.
You like this one, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear that. We'll be back with Jessica Livingston and Maya in a bit. But first, it's Taylor Swift. So let's talk about Saturday then. What's going to happen on the day, Jessica?
Well, the sun's going to come out.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
I've been checking it avidly.
Let's have a look. Wait a minute. Saturday the 4th of June, significant improvement on recent days with sunshine breaking through after a cloudy start and feeling warmer. Northerly winds gusting 20 miles an hour, maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius.
Ooh,
that sounds good, doesn't
it? So I'm optimistic, Bob. Yeah. I'm optimistic. I'm keeping the faith.
It's going to happen. Yes. It's happened the last 2 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
So it's going to happen.
It has.
This one. And what time does it all start?
3 o'clock.
Well, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be dull in the morning, sunny in the afternoon.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's exactly what's happened before, actually.
Really?
Yeah, literally, as we've got there, the sun has come out. So, and considering we're doing a sequence called a sun salutation, maybe that's why. Maybe we're bringing out the sun.
Definitely, definitely. So it all kicks off at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
What goes on?
So we just all arrive. We all congregate on Shenfield Common, which is in the heart of Brentwood. I think you can park in one of the car parks in the high street and just walk down, or you can walk up from the station. It's very easy to find, and you won't be able to miss us because you'll see hundreds of people there. And then we all line up, we all get our mats out. I do a little talk at the beginning, and then we're challenging ourselves to do 108 sun salutations.
Now that is quite a complicated, I don't know what to call it,
sequence.
Yeah. Okay. I think you have to be a pretty experienced yogi to do that, do you?
Well, do you know what, when we first started to do it, we said, yes, you need to be experienced to do it. But actually, as time has gone on, what we want to do more, what's more important to us, is to have a community event that is for everybody. So there are experienced people that do yoga who can easily do all the moves. And then there are lots of people who are new to yoga, including kids, hence why I brought Maya today, because she always comes down and other people bring their children to just come and give it a go.
Yeah.
So, you know, while we are challenging ourselves, at the same time, really, we're just saying, look, just come down and get involved in some way, even if you just watch or if you come and do one. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you turn up.
Absolutely.
That's what matters. And
yeah.
And what matters is that we just enjoy ourselves and that we try and raise as much money as we can for Mind.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So you'll be there, Maya, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you going to have a go?
Yeah.
Excellent. You got all your yoga mat ready and you're going to have a go of it. Very good.
Well, you did lots last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I did about 67, something like that.
Really?
Yes.
Really? That's...
She does a lot more yoga than she said.
Because that is quite physically demanding to do 108.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
yeah, it's very tiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you do that many. I mean, I think, again, this is one of the things. I think sometimes people think that yoga is easy. It's not easy.
No.
It's challenging.
That's right.
It's physically demanding. So, you know, you do get a lot stronger with your yoga practice.
Mm, it's not only just physical benefits, though, is it?
No. I mean, I think that's why, for me, I'm so passionate about it, is that I feel that yoga does everything, really. It impacts on you physically in the sense of you get rid of your aches and pains, so you lose the bad backs and the bad shoulders and things like that start to rectify. So you get more flexible, you get stronger, but also mentally was the big thing for me. Is I just found myself becoming a lot more contented, and I had a lot more peace of mind. And that for me was the most important benefit, really, of the practice, was learning to shut off the constant chattering that goes on in your head. And learning to kind of let that go and learning how to relax. I really believe, Bob, that people don't know how to relax and they don't realize that it's actually a skill that can be learnt, and yoga helps teach you that.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having the glass of wine, which I think many of us do.
Hands up, yeah.
Which is, there's nothing wrong with that, but it tends to be a bit of a quick fix. And yoga teaches you other ways to relax, really, and to really look after yourself.
I say this every time you come in, but I need to get back to
you
it.
You need to come back.
I used to do yoga years ago, and it was great for me at the time, but I got over a little hump in my life and decided I didn't need it anymore. But we all could benefit from it, I think.
Yeah, and I think people do think that, and I think they come back when they're in pain again, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, when things are starting to hurt again, they think, oh, I've really got to go back. Or if they're very stressed, you know, we do see a lot of people that suffer with stress or insomnia or anxiety or any of these things, because yoga is incredibly helpful for all of that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, totally agree. All right. Well, it's not all yoga on Saturday, is it?
No.
There's food and drink. We've got food
and
drink.
There is. So one of our community, Shailu, is an amazing Indian cook. And she started doing it last year for us. She cooks loads and loads of really beautiful homemade Indian food. Not too spicy, because we realise that not everybody likes spicy. Some spicy and some not so spicy. And that will be available afterwards for a small donation to Mind. And it was really popular last year. We raised loads with the food. And then also we've got some massage therapists coming down to offer short massages for people. Again, small donation. We've got Neil's Yard are bringing down some products for people. We've got a Reiki specialist coming down and a reflexologist. And we've got some Indian jewellery as well. So just trying to make it a bit more of a festival theme now as it's growing. People tend to sit around and just enjoy it, really.
Yeah, it was a lovely atmosphere,
it is a really nice atmosphere.
And you're going to have the sunshine, I guarantee it, definitely.
Yes, yes, we're banking on it.
Yeah. So do people need to book in advance, book their place in advance?
Ideally, people do just turn up. But ideally for us, because then it means we know how much food to cook and things like that.
Yeah,
it just is very helpful for people to sign up. And they can do that very easily by going onto our website, wellbeingyoga.co.uk, and clicking on workshops, and it will come up, and we're asking just for a minimum donation to Mind of £20. If they want to raise more, which lots of people are, we've got sponsor forms and I can email those out to people. And they can do that as well. So
can you just remind us how much you raised last year for Brentwood Mind?
More than £3,000 last year. Yeah,
absolutely.
We did really well. Yeah. People are great in Britain, you know. They will dig deep.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's a lot more people that are affected by mental health now, and they're acknowledging that. And so they're thinking, okay, come on, let's see if we can at least give something
help. It's a brilliant cause and a brilliant local cause as well. And that, you know, I think that's fabulous. Is it okay for people just to come along and watch the event, even if they don't want to do any yoga, and they could perhaps make a small donation? Yeah,
we'd love that.
Yeah.
We'd really love that, because we particularly want people to come down who are new to yoga, really, to sort of see a little bit what it's about. You know, we will have our flyers there for the studio. We'd love to see more people coming down to Wellbeing Yoga and learning this incredible way of life, really, is what it is.
Sure.
So yes, anyone can come down, and if they bring a little bit of a few pennies in their pocket, they could get some food and maybe make a donation that way.
Lovely. Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jessica. It's a great thing you're doing. I hope it's an even bigger success this year, and you raise another lot of money for Brentwood Mind, and more power to you. That's
thank you,
fantastic.
Bob. Thank you, Bob.
And well, Maya, half term.
Yeah.
So have you got any exciting things coming up, other than obviously starring in your own radio show and choosing the music? What else are you up to this week?
Not really sure.
You're going to have a day with Nanny, aren't you, tomorrow?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Thursday.
Yeah. Who's Nanny? What's Nanny's name?
Sue.
Right.
Nanny Sue.
Big shout out to Nanny Sue.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah.
If she's listening.
Okay. And then it's back to school when? Next Monday,
yeah.
Is it? Oh, is that okay, though? Do you like school?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay. Well, you can tell them all about your 15
yeah.
minutes of fame on the radio. Now, you mentioned earlier on you like Taylor Swift. Is there anyone else you like?
I like The Script.
Right.
And I don't know if you have it, but I like their song, Hall of Fame.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it now. Jessica Livingston and Maya, thank you so much. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.